The lectures revealed no errors, and still none of his colleagues suspected why Andrew was being so secretive.
Maybe he's run out of ideas. That's why he's quiet. You never know why they're quiet.
The proof was still missing a vital ingredient, but Andrew now felt confident. It was time to tell one more person.
So I called up Peter and asked him to come around and talk to him about something.
I got a phone call from Andrew saying that he had something very important he wanted to chat to me about.
And sure enough, he had some very exciting news.
He said, I think you better sit down for this. He sat down. He said, I think I'm about to prove Fermat's last theorem.
I was flabbergasted, excited, disturbed. I mean, I remember that night finding it quite difficult to sleep.